Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Western Michigan Broncos 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the College Football Experience. Get ready for the college football season by checking out all 131 college football team previews. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB. That is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB.
Hey, this is Eric Metcalf. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience. Western Michigan Broncos 2022 season preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Oh, Buckham Bronco, let's go, Western Michigan. Take me to Kalamazoo. Coming off of an 8-5 season. Hey, what's this? This is come on. I mean, 8-5 season, pretty damn good year for Tim Lester's bunch. I'm so old now, I guess I remember when Tim Lester was quarterback of Western Michigan. But hey, I mean, this is a rich program. You go back through the years, they've been winning bowl games. Let's get this thing going, because
it's easy to see a tide turn.
Here we go. This is the Western Michigan Broncos. Yes, they won the Quick Lane Bowl last year. They haven't had a losing season since PJ Fleck's first year in 2013. All right? They had a 13-1 season in 2016. Fantastic. All right? You go back through the years. This program has been a winning program a lot of those years. They've been playing ball since 1906. They had an undefeated season. They had an undefeated season in 1909. They had an undefeated season in 1913 and 1914, 1922. They only had one loss in 23. They had another undefeated season in 32. You go all the way up the ranks here. They had some tough years in the 50s, but this is a rich program. All right. A lot of good history. A lot of great players have came out of here. Saw it last year, Caleb Ellaby, Sky Moore. It's a rich program. Tim Lester's doing a damn good job, if you ask me. Let's bring it out. He's 32 and 25 in 5 years, doing his school right. And I'm excited. We love Maction here. We do a Maction episode when once I start doing Tuesday, Wednesdays, we'll do a preview for that for every single week. But we absolutely love the Mac here in Maction. We think Tim Lester's doing a pretty damn good job. Obviously, you look back at last season. Let's look at last season. They beat Pitt, who won the ACC. They won at Pitt. Fantastic win. They got housed by Michigan out the gate. They got housed by Michigan out the gate, but they did beat Pitt 44-41 in Hines. They also beat a decent San Jose State team in the Mountain West 23-3. Then they kind of got their ass whooped by it within conference play by Ball State, Toledo, and Central Michigan. Besides that, they had a 1-point loss to Eastern Michigan. They did take care of the Nevada Wolfpack in the bowl game. Although I want to say all of Nevada's coaching staff and players were gone, but hey, a win is a win is a win. Let's go. Let's talk about last season with Western Michigan, because hey, like I said, Tim Lester's doing a damn good job. Offensive coordinator Jeff Thorne is back, and he is doing a damn good job too. 34th in scoring offense this season ago, 17th in rush offense, 49th in pass offense. They were the 12th best offense in America last year. Buck 'em Broncos, let's go. Only four starters back on offense, though. Ouch. I told you that's going to hurt. Caleb Ellaby gone, Sky Moore gone, and a slew of others. And I just saw that redshirt freshman Jack Celepic, probably butchering the pronunciation of that, he won the starting quarterback job. He won it over Stone Hollenbeck, who was an Alabama transfer. So be interesting to watch and see how good he is. They do return the run game. Like I said, 17th in the nation last year in rush offense. And I think it could be good again this year. Sean Tyler's back. He was second team All Mac a season ago, and they also have Ladarius Jefferson. So they got a pretty nice 1-2 punch on the ground. They did lose two wideouts, so just one of three back, and that's Corey Crooms. I'm seeing penciled in Henry Wilson and Kavion Mack are projected starters. They're breaking in a new tight end, but he's experienced senior Austin Hentz, and just 2 of 5 back on the offensive line. So this is Tim Lester's calling card here. How fast can you get this offense being playing at a high level? Because if you can get the offense going at a high level, I think the defense is going to be fine. Lou Esposito is a pretty damn good defensive coordinator. 81st in scoring defense a season ago. Okay, that could get a little bit better. But 50th in rush defense, 10th in pass defense, charting at 18th in the nation. People, don't sleep on the Western Michigan Broncos. They got 7 starters back on defense. 2 of 4 on the defensive line, led by Andre Carter. All 3 linebackers are back, led by Corvin Moment. And 2 of 4 in the secondary back, led by corner Dorian Jackson, second team All Mac. Kicker and punter are back. So really, when you look special teams, defense, I think the defense, you could make a case, could be better than last year. It's the offense, X factors, quarterback, wide receivers, O-line, blocking. Can this offense get going? And right out the gate, it's going to need to get going. I don't know. I mean, what would it take? We know in the Western Michigan has actually been the most winningest college football or MAC college football program the past 3 years out of the MAC. So can they continue to build on that consistency? They do open up the season with back-to-back away games this year. It should be interesting, but it's going to be interesting to watch, because I do think Tim Lester, it's in a little bit of a rebuild on the offensive side of the ball, but if he can rebuild it fast, I think the defense special teams can keep him in games and they can win some games. Can't wait for the season. I cannot wait for the season. We're going to talk transfer portal, because it's always such a big X factor in 2022. We're going to talk schedule and see what Las Vegas expects from good old Western Michigan. Well, if you're watching on YouTube right now, you will then know what Las Vegas expects, because shout out to the SGPN graphics team, because they have right here the win total up. Subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. We and wherever you listen to podcasts at, folks, please, the college football experience, the college basketball experience, subscribe, even the college baseball experience. I host them all, and just check them out. I think you'll dig them. And we come together as one on YouTube as the college experience, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Excited to see what Dwayne Stevens, I believe, can do on the hardwood for the Broncos. So check us out there as well. But all right, I got to get us paid, but we're going to talk all that stuff in a minute here. Want to tell you that the Western Michigan Broncos 2022 college football season preview is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to sportsbook to assure that you get the best deal possible. I mean, the app provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather for bettors who make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activities. So it's pretty fantastic there. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. And we've teamed up with Run Your Pool for our own NFL Survivor contest. Yes, SGP owns. We're doing it ourselves here through Run Your Pool, where it's free to enter, folks. What are you doing? Hop in. Reserve your spot now because the winner is going to take home $500 cash plus a $250 gift card to the SGPN merch store. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. They just passed 4 million users, believe it or not. And now you can play this brand new over under game on Sleeper where you can choose two or more players in any sport, but you choose the over or under on their stat projection. And if you hit, you win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the amount of money you put in. With the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. So right now on your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. That's sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. All right, we are back talking Bronco football. I think this offense can get figured out. I like what I see. Now let's talk a little transfer portal. Such a big factor in 2022. They added. Well, I touched on Stone Hallenbeck, who appears to be the number two now at the quarterback spot, but he comes in from Alabama. They also added cornerback Anthony Rumpf from Purdue, and he might have a chance to start. Defensive lineman Bryce Austin also came over from Purdue. I think Austin will actually be starting. Also, wide receiver Jelani Galloway from Boston College. That'll be interesting to watch. You know, see if he gets some burn. I think he's going to be in the mix there. So, offensive tackle Elijah Anderson comes over from Sam Houston State. That's a big get. Tight end Josh Burgett from Youngstown State, the Penguins. And defensive tackle Hosey Haji Badri from East Carolina, and he is penciled in as a day one starter. That's some key gets right there. A little quarterback depth, a few starters on the defensive side of the ball, some potential starters on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, I guess the offensive lineman will start, but got to touch base on what they lost because portal gives, the portal takes. Running back Christian Singleton's in the portal. He hasn't found a home yet, but he is in the portal. And same with offensive tackle Muhammad Elazi. He's in the portal. This one was tough. Tight end Anthony Torres left for Toledo. Ouch. Ouch. What's going on here? Linebacker Ali Vontae Wallace. He hit the portal. Safety Jali Parker hit the portal. Wide receiver Jalen Hall headed off for Western Kentucky in the Hilltoppers. And quarterback Nick Cargman went to Georgia Southern, and tight end James Phillips also hit the portal. Overall, I'm going to say they flat out won the portal for sure. I feel very confidently that they won the portal. So great job there. Now let's talk about the schedule. First off, the win total you're seeing here, 6.5 wins. The over's at +135. The under is at -155. So Vegas says this is a 7-5 football team. Ain't any other way to cut it. Let's dive into it. Back-to-back away games to start the season. Actually, before I dive into it, I want to tell you folks out there that the college football experience, Western Michigan style, is brought to you by Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns, and Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. And Trade's got expert tasted coffee. They have a coffee team that actually taste tests thousands of coffee. What a job. And they keep over 450 different coffees live, ready to ship out every single day. There's no one perfect coffee, but there is a perfect coffee for you. And that, and let Trade's human powered algorithm find it for you. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, people. Get started today by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Babbel. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that's sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Jeez. There's a fun and easy way to learn a new language. There really is. And whether you're traveling abroad or trying to connect in a deeper way, perhaps with family, or you just have some downtime and want to learn a language, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. So it's fantastic. Babbel's 15-minute lesson will make the... essentially, they're going to give you a small breakdown, like a 15-minute lesson, and it's really cutting edge. The other language apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel uses lessons that were created by over 100 different language experts. Yes, their teaching methods have been scientifically proven to be effective, and with Babbel, you can choose over 14 different languages: Spanish, French, Italian, German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and the accents. Those are always tricky when learning a language. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. You got to check it out. In addition to lessons, you can actually access podcast, games, videos, stories, even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. We're also brought to you by Elias. It's almost the start of NFL season, and we love this time of year. And you know, if you're into sports betting and fantasy, you need a competitive edge to win. And that's why I highly recommend Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for NFL, NBA, MLB, all the pro sports. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports, the Elias Sports Bureau. Hello, the official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. Their app lets you access team and player stats, head-to-head comparisons, and Elias Insights, from the Elias Sports Bureau research team. So you're not going to get anything more official than this. Player news, league validated player stats, team records, expert game analysis for betting, building your fantasy, just everything you can really think of. So take my advice, download the Elias Game Plan app today. NFL season's right around the corner, so don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan in the App Store or Google Play Store today. All right, we are back talking Bronco football. Man, schedule 3 road games out of 4 weeks to start the season. Friday, September 2nd, they head to Spartan Stadium, take on Michigan State. Oh, I would love to see an upset here. Please. However, I don't think it's going to happen. Give me Michigan State to take down Western Michigan 0-1 for the Broncos. Then they head to Schumann Stadium in Muncie, Indiana. I'm not going to get Muncie out in the middle of nowhere, folks. Drew Plitt's gone. Ball State's replacing a lot. Tough game to give them action game week 2. I lean Western Michigan here. Give me Western Michigan by a field goal. 1-1. Then they host Pitt. Oh, the revenge spot. Man, wouldn't it be great if they knocked off Pitt 2 years in a row? Please. Please show up to this game. You guys got to show up to this game. Shell out for this one. I got Pitt winning this, but I would love to see Western Michigan make it a sweep. So 1-2 to start, and then they head all the way cross country to San Jose State, where they played San Jose State last year and they beat them, much like Pitt. I think revenge is about to be dealt with. I got San Jose State winning in San Jose. So 1-3 through the month of September, and then the New Hampshire Wildcats come to town. I think they should get this. New Hampshire's been a good FCS team for a while, but they should get this one. Give me this one. So they're 2-3. And then they host Eastern Michigan at Waldo Stadium. That is a critical game. Oof. I kind of like what Eastern Michigan has. I'll be honest. Give me Eastern Michigan on the upset there. 2-4. Then you host the Ohio Bobcats. I think that's a winnable game. Give me that one. 3-4. Then you're at Jaeger Bob Stadium taking on the Miami Ohio Redhawks. I think I lean Miami. So give me 3-5. They get a bye week before heading to the Deut to take on Bowling Green. So I got them, 3-5 right now? 4 games left. Give me an upset here. They take down Bowling Green. 4-5. Then they're home to Northern Illinois. You know what? I'll join you again on another upset. Northern Illinois just lost their leading receiver for the season. So 5-5. At Central Michigan, I think they lose that one. 5-6. Home to Toledo, final game of the season. Give me that one. 6-6. They go bowling. I am on the under in Western Michigan. And that is mainly because I don't know what to expect out of this offense. When you lose that much on the line of scrimmage, you have that many questions at wide receiver and quarterback. I worry, but the defense is really decent. I could be really wrong on this one. I don't have a great feel on this one, but I lean 6-6 for the Western Michigan Broncos. But we saw them pull upsets last year, left and right. They're very capable of doing that. I'm just going to say 6-6 though. Give me the under and what the, so the juice is stacked to actually, no. So yeah, I said that they think it's more likely 7-5. No, they think it's more likely 6-6 than 7-5 in Vegas. Cause the over is at +135. The under is at -155. I misread that one. I'm going to go ahead and say that Vegas is probably right. I think this team's going to be 6-6. So give me the Broncos and I'm aligned with Vegas here on this one. Another bowl game though. And then you could potentially win that bowl game, go 7-6 and another solid season for Tim Lester, despite losing a bunch. I'm excited to see it. I want to see you pull off an upset, take down Michigan State. You did Pitt last year. Come on. Upset Michigan State, please. All right, folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Remember, wherever you listen to podcasts at, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. And remember, you can watch this on YouTube all year. I mean, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been doing that for the past 5 years. So check us out, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Subscribe, tell a friend. Also check out the sports gambling podcast as they're going through all 32 NFL teams. Also the NFL gambling podcast. Subscribe to those. Get the SGPN app from the App Store for free to download or the Google Play Store. Get that for free. You'll get access to all of our podcasts. MLB is happening right now. The MLB gambling podcast. They do fine work. NBA gambling podcast, all that, whatever the sport, NHL, Red Wing fans, get in there. Check out all that good stuff. And remember, if you can get over to iTunes and give us the College Football Experience a nice 5-star review, we'd certainly appreciate it. If you do that, leave us a nice comment or so, take a screenshot, show us that, and show us that on Twitter. We're on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter personally at the Colby D. Show us that. And we are going to enter you in a rigged raffle where you're guaranteed to win some prizes from the SGPN store. How about that? At the Colby D or at at TCE on SGPN. All right. Check us out there. Check out the Discord channel. Highly recommend if you're just in like Western Maction. We're talking Maction. Any sport you can think of, honestly, whether it's the Detroit Tigers, whether it's sumo wrestling in Japan, whether it's MMA, whether it's college football, we have channels for all of that in the Discord. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. Do it. Join it. It's a lot of fun. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, Western Michigan Broncos style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
What the fuck did I do wrong? Sometimes it may be good. Sometimes it may be shit.
Well, I know that they're breaking the head cold, but they're counting down 7-6-5.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off!
The best looking man, the best dressed man. Long limousine, Jedi planes, custom made clothes. And any woman in the world I want.
I broke my back. a vertebrae or
spinal. It's easy to see a tide turn.